Stephen, Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Entertaining Land Investment Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from darn near perfect Paradise Valley, Arizona.
Today is Jack Thursday, and I talk about why our product Concierge Data could change your life.
It's changing my life.
I am your Concierge Data, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. You have changed my life.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
This is coming from Mutual and Consensual.
Wow, from yesterday.
Yeah. Okay. Billy wrote, I am wondering if anyone has things to look out for in the Texas market.
This is a wonderful, brief question.
I like it.
Texas is an awesome place to buy and sell land. Right. It has always been and probably always will be. It's a great place to do minor splits. It's a great place to have the freedom to, once you buy the property, to do stuff to it. So Texas is great.
Even houses there.
Yeah, too. For House Academy too. Mm-hmm. There's a reason it's like number three moving toward destination in the country. I'll tell you, there's a couple of things to look out for. The southwestern part of Texas on the border, Culberson County and Hudspeth County specifically, there's a lot of property there that, and how it got subdivided, no one knows where it is, including the people at the county.
Yeah.
And so, and the terrain itself is pretty awful. It's kind of like being on the moon, like certain places in Arizona. So, and it's dry and it's, you know, it's barren.
No one's going to bother you out there, that's for sure.
So, you know, it's the kind of terrain that's in a lot of cowboy movies that's where they die. Because there's no water and they just can't get anywhere.
That's as far as I got.
But the real problem is not that. The problem is that they got subdivided so quickly and incorrectly and probably with some not legally that no one knows where the property is. It's very difficult to find. Outside of that, you know, on Thursday, when Jill and I do the Thursday, would you do this deal call, where our members give us all these deals and ask us, what would you do this deal? Texas is strangely constantly absent, which, you know, there's 244 counties in Texas, the largest number of counties in a state. And it's just, I have a feeling that we have some quiet members that are just burning it up there.
That's true. They're not talking about it.
In Texas fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that.
I agree. I bet there's a lot of great opportunity, you know, an hour outside of Dallas, an hour outside of Houston, you know, Austin, San Antonio, just outside those places, because there's so much going on.
Every deal I've ever done in Texas worked out great.
Mm-hmm.
Today's topic, it's Jack Thursday. Why Concierge Data will change your life. This is the meat of the show.
Will you please explain what this is?
We are soon going to release a product called Concierge Data that was at the dramatic request of our membership.
By the time this airs, I think it's out.
Yes. It's a product that falls under offers to owners, and this is what it is. If you, for whatever reason, can't get an offer campaign out as a member, or you haven't joined Land Academy because you're a Jill, but you don't really, you're just afraid of doing a mailer, which I get, because I'm afraid of talking on the phone. This solves that. What it does is you can actually fill out a form, a real simple form, that on offers to owners and say, I did some research, and the properties that are 2.5 to 5 acres in XYZ County of Texas, I'd like to send out a mailer there, and then hit the enter button on your computer.
And I need help, basically.
And we'll do the whole thing for you. Mm-hmm. And we'll communicate back and forth. And we'll take the ball to the 5-yard line with you on the mailer. So it's completely done and accurate and all of it, but you need to price it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you could tell the concierge, the person who does the mailer at O2O, hey, I want to offer
price
25% across the board on this zip code, 32% on this zip code, or if it's a whole, and it gets you in the business. That's what it's designed to do to get your phone ringing. Mm-hmm. This is what I've done for Jill. You've heard her say this for years. Jack gets my phone to ring, and then I take it from there. So if you're that kind of person, I can, you know, we'll get your concierge data. We'll get your phone ringing and get some deals in front of you and get the train moving.
Yeah. If you've been with us for a while, you may remember a long time ago we had we had a full price what was it called? Full service. That we would just pull the data. This takes it way beyond that. Yeah. So full service was just like, hey, a way to get some data. We'll pull it for you and give it to you. No big deal. You don't have to go get a subscription. Mm-hmm. No, maybe you're new and you're not ready to jump right in yet. You want to send out some mail and get some stuff going. Get it. Because so what this does is two parts. One is it solves that. So if you're new, you're thinking about this, you know where you want to mail. Like, hey, I'm buying houses right now all over Houston. Wow, that means that I can send these guys, tell them what I want. I want every 3-bedroom, 2-bath, no pool, these parameters. You could do land or houses, and you guys will pull it. And then when I have it, I can look it all over, and then I can tell you how I want it scrubbed, and I can tell you how I want it priced, and then what I want it to go, yep, and get it in the mail, yep, and what I want my letter to look like, yep. You could do the whole thing. But so it takes it to that that level. Now, the other thing is, like Jack just said, you are a member, and this part scares you. Mm-hmm. This is the part you're like, this is the stuff I suck at. I could go learn Excel. I could go do this. I know you guys just did this great new video. I don't know if it's out yet. You know, really helping me and holding my hand with DataTree. I still don't want to do it.
It should be out.
Mm-hmm. So there you go.
And on this notion of pricing, I'll start with land and then cover houses at the end. Okay. The way that we price mailers now is as follows. We look at, if the data is available, we look at what the retail price is per acre in a zip code. So if you choose a zip code and we scrape the data off of Zillow or wherever is appropriate to get the data, and if we find out that the retail value for active and sold property is $5,000 an acre, you'll see that in there. And so you can choose. You can say, that this is what I mean by bringing it to the five-yard line. It's not that you're going to have to guess. If it's $5,000 an acre and we've determined that, and the mailer comes back to you and we say, how do you want to price it? You can say, I want to offer $2,000 an acre. You don't have to even do it. You just tell us that and we'll do it for you and get the mailer out.
That's really cool.
With houses, what we do is we take the average of all the Zestimate, the Trulia value, the DataTree value. There's like 5 or 6 of them in there. The RealtyTrack value. And we average those out, so by every single asset line. So if you have 1,000 houses that you want to send offers to, let's say, every line in that data will have an average of those 6 numbers. So mm-hmm. it'll average out to, let's say, for argument sake of argument, $162,352. And you'll get that data back from us. Then you just tell us, hey, I want to offer $25,000 less across the board for all these houses. That's all you have to do. Just tell us, and we'll do it and get it in the mail for you. Mm-hmm. It's pretty really cool.
It is really cool.
I'll tell you, this whole product came up because the person that does our mailers, mm-hmm. that does our data, my data, I get it back in that form.
Yep.
And I tell him, yep, I want to do 25% in this zip code, 32% in this zip code, and on and on and on. And with houses, I say, market down $80,000 across the board. Mm-hmm. So that's how we came up with this. It's like, wow, we could be doing this for everybody.
Yeah, and it's because, too, we know a lot of people, this is a hang-up for them. So we want to solve that. That's why O2O exists. That's why Parcel Fact and Neighborscope exist. We want to solve these problems for you so you could be doing deals.
You know, I talk about that in this most recent video about DataTree and how to price mailers and use it. I said this, and I'll say it again. If you go back to watch the Cash Flow from Land program, if you're a member, which I didn't, the original program that kicked all this off in 2015, I don't talk about Parcel Fact or Neighborscoop or Offers to Owners or anything like that because they didn't exist. Mm-hmm. We launched the program. People consumed that information and then said, well, that's great, but where do I go to get my mailer done?
Right.
That's great. You know, when we launched that, we didn't even have a licensing agreement with with RealQuest, I don't think.
I would tell people, they're like, where are you getting this? I'm like, okay, here's who you talk to. I used to say, call this guy, tell him who you are so he'll know exactly what you need. You want the nationwide coverage. You want this, this, and this. And they would all go do it. And it was like, finally, when we realized, all right, we got about 100 people now that are all doing it one-off. And I think they even said to us, too, like, can't wait to work out a package deal. I'm like, you know what? I bet there is a package deal. So we became licensed providers to bring the cost way down for all of us.
Here's my final point. If you're using a pricing product out there,
yes,
This replaces that.
Yes.
This is a way, way better way to price mailers. Pricing products, there's no pricing product that's going to automate this.
Correct.
That's worth it. I've said this before, I'll say it again.
We've looked at them all, trust us.
Well, I spent $200,000
yeah.
to go down the path of creating the Land Academy auto pricing product. And I, at the end, I said, this is not accurate. The data is not coming out accurately. Right. This is my answer. My answer is to do your entire mailer entirely and completely right up to the finish line, and then you decide about what price to do it. Mm-hmm. Because that's what you do on those pricing products anyway. They don't, it doesn't automatically price it. It puts some arbitrary number in there, that's like true. 20 or 25% of the values that they that the computer comes up with, which are, there's so many ways that that can be wrong.
Well, not only that, I heard that there's sometimes some of the services, the data is not fresh, it's not immediate. And that scares me too.
Right.
How old is this data, and how old are the seller information? There's a lot of.
Exactly.
So we gotcha. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week. You can find us right here on the Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the Land Academy Show, well, it's Jill Friday, and she talks about how we failed at hiring. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We've kind of covered that, but we'll go a little bit deeper. And in our efforts to save you, because that's really what this is all about.
Our marketing people want to drive this point home this week, apparently.
Yeah, I guess they do. it's just kind of funny. They're like, because it's not us.
We didn't write these topics today. We're just, Jill and I are just the talent now.
Our staff's like, we made the cut. You need to talk more about this. It should be painful because you guys screwed up. Do you need to send out a few thousand offers to property owners like us? Check out offers2owners.com. It's offers and the number 2andowners.com. No setup fees, free mail merge, and exceptional service. We should know, as it is our company. So give offers2owners a call today.
We are Steve and Jill. Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.